It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Wednesday, March 14th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. The Almanac is taking its first long weekend after this episode. The next one will come down Monday, March 19th.
Lay's potato chips. Bet you can't eat just one.
Nobody can do that.
It's National Potato Chip Day in the U.S. They were called Saratoga chips initially in the Saratoga, New York diner where they were first marketed. Across the globe, it's Pi Day, the 3.14159 kind of pie. And in Japan, Korea, and Hong Kong, it's White Day, wherein boys and men give gifts, originally marshmallows and then white chocolate, to girls and women. It's a payback for the Valentine's Day gifts they received a month earlier. That's the overture to The Mikado. The Gilbert and Sullivan operetta was first performed on this date in 1885 in London. Tidbits from history. Eli Whitney patented his cotton gin this date in 1794. The machines would play a role in making slavery more cost-effective. Warren Harding today in 1923 became the first president to file an income tax return.
Get your falling star and put it in your pot. It's save it for a rainy.
That was the first ever gold record, Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star. And it got that gold designation on this date in 1958. Other prior records, especially in the 40s, likely sold more than a million units, but there wasn't the RIAA around back then to certify them. Oh, and the RIAA trademarked the term gold record, so always use it carefully.
And thank you so much for bringing up such a painful subject. While you're at it, why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it?
Billy Crystal, born on this day in 1947 in Long Beach, New York. Other birthdays coming up shortly.
The world will never know the true facts of what occurred, my motives.
Jack Ruby. Today in 1964, a Dallas jury found him guilty of malice murder in the killing of Lee Harvey Oswald. Ruby spoke to reporters a year later about the shortcomings of his trial.
The people had so much to gain and had such a material motive for putting me in a position I'm in. We'll never let the true facts come above board to the world.
Large parts of the world are faced with starvation, while others are living in abundance.
Albert Einstein, speaking of the shortcomings of world politics. Einstein, born on this date in 1879 in Ulm, Württemberg, Germany. Other birthdays today, Lee Petty, first Daytona 500 champ, born 1914 in Random in North Carolina. Quincy Jones, producer, composer, trumpeter, to name three, born 1933 in Chicago. And Eugene Cernan, 1934 in Chicago. Cernan was the last man to kick up dust on the moon.
Mr. Bojangles, dance. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out.
And Jerry Jeff Walker, born this date in 1942 in Oneonta, New York. Finally, for this 14th day of March, it was today in 1971 that the Rolling Stones left England for France, not on tour, but to escape English taxes. The band's business manager thought it was a good move because paying back income taxes would bring on bankruptcy. English PM Harold Wilson thought a lot of income taxes. While in France, in the basement of their home and using borrowed electricity, allegedly, the Stones laid down the tracks for Exile on Main Street. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about the history of pie, remember it's World Pie Day, the history of the potato chip, plus an email link for your comments about the almanac, all at provoicetracks.com/almanac. The almanac team now begins a long weekend, perhaps in France. Next new episode will come down Monday. Catch y'all then.